The Fifth Kind, brought to you in association with Gaia.com. Follow the links to unlock the entire Gaia library with a special 99 cents sign-up offer.
In 2018, while performing high-energy solar cell research, scientists at ITMO University in Russia published that the Great Pyramid generates concentrated energy within its hidden chambers. Some theorize that the pyramid was built to access powerful universal forces, a device that enabled the rebirth of Enki, reborn as Osiris, Horus, within Egyptian mythology. Such secrets may have been known to Tesla, an electrical genius who sought to tap into the currents of the Earth to bring limitless free energy to the world. He knew of the power of the pyramids and their sacred forms, applying the knowledge of pyramid geometry to generate electricity.
Tesla tapping into the actual shape of the pyramid, I believe, was something that just came roundabout through his investigation into the location of the pyramids. Because what appears to have happened is that he realized that it wasn't the actual shape of the pyramid so much, although pyramids exhibit fractal energy much more efficiently than other types of designs. But what he discovered was it was the location of the pyramids that created the power. And when he built his facility here in Colorado Springs, and then on the East Coast, he did so according to the laws of where the pyramids at Giza were constructed. And it had to do with the elliptical orbit of the Earth and those sites' relationship to the actual equator, that there was a natural construction somehow taking place between those very specific sites and the overall energy field of the Earth. And because of that, he believed he could transmit power wirelessly.
It is said that after Tesla's death in 1943, his inventions, research, and devices mysteriously disappeared. Some believe they were destroyed in a deliberate laboratory fire. Yet others theorize the designs and equipment were seized by government departments, a plan carried out in order to suppress this information. During his life, Tesla was plagued with multiple acts of sabotage, manipulation, and media attacks. Tesla's financier, J.P. Morgan, famously withdrew his funding, blocking further development of any free energy devices. He was quoted at the time saying, "If anyone can draw on the power, where do we put the meter?" Big corporations such as J.P. Morgan have always put money above the welfare of the people. The potential of limitless electricity that would have saved countless lives is just one example of the elitist mindset of control these companies operate with, making the theory of suppression by higher powers a very plausible one. Yet what Tesla was tapping into may have only been the start of something much more powerful, a secret power beyond our current understanding.
According to Nikola Tesla, 369 is the key to the universe. Tesla became so obsessed with this 369 that he would drive around a building three times before going inside of it.
He cleaned his place with 18 napkins, lived in hotel rooms only with the number divisible by three. He made calculations about things in their immediate environment just to make sure the result was conceivable by three. And he based his choices on the results. He did everything in sets of three. What is Nikola Tesla trying to make us understand? We must understand that we did not create mathematics. We discovered them. It is the universal language and law. No matter where in the universe you are, 1 + 2 will always equal 3. Everything in the universe obeys this law. These forms are in nature, but the ancients emulated these forms in construction.
Many people don't know this, but in fact, it's not a four-sided pyramid. It has a very slight concavity on each side, making it an eight-sided pyramid. Now, the minute you do this, you not only complicate the design tremendously, but it produces rather bizarre geometry. So this geometry, when we analyze it, produces numbers. Numbers keep popping out. Numbers that shouldn't be there. Things like universal constants. Constant, that has been known for over 100 years. The phi constant, the golden ratio, but we have now strange numbers like Euler's number coming up in the design.
Historians and Egyptologists believe that the pyramid was built as a tomb for the 4th dynasty Egyptian pharaoh Khufu and was constructed over a 20-year period. Many researchers theorize that the pyramid is much older, and its original builder was in fact the Egyptian goddess Isis. Author and researcher Anton Parks explains.
La pyramide, je pense, a été créée pour refaire.
In my view, the Great Pyramid was built by Isis. I believe it was created to reincarnate Osiris into Horus. It is quite complicated. The Osirian, the so-called aquatic temple dedicated to Osiris in Abydos, Abaju in Egyptian, means it is located in the city, which is, according to Egyptian history, the first city of Osiris. Yet, to be able to find seashells on a temple located in the middle of the desert, you have to go back thousands of years, at least 10,000 years. Why would he have made such a temple with aquatic features? Because Osiris, who is also Inki, they are the same person, had amphibian genes. Osiris, Inki, was killed by his nemesis Set, who is in fact in Lille, during one of their many battles. It took place in Abydos, which also corresponds to the Sumerian Apsu, where Osiris's aquatic temple can be found. The texts clearly state that all of Osiris's servants were slaughtered during a battle, as well as Osiris himself, who was crucified on a tree. This is how he died. Isis is quite a character. She can't really be found in Mesopotamian literature, although she could be considered the goddess Ninti. She is the woman who lives in the great deeps, underground. I think that these underground passageways could correspond to the ones we can find under the Giza Plateau. We know that the Giza Plateau is full of underground passages. I believe that the clan of Osiris lived there. As far as the resurrection of Osiris into Horus is concerned, Isis organizes it. The texts are very clear about that, and we understand that she used Osiris's genetic code to create Horus. She created the Great Pyramid in order to accomplish this task. The Great Pyramid allowed Isis to find Osiris's soul again. We don't really know how, but she would have put Horus's genetic code in the pyramid. She would have been able to create another body using Osiris's genetic code, the so-called UF in Egyptian, body. And thanks to the coding of the Great Pyramid, she reached Osiris's soul so it could come into the new body of Horus.
In Sumerian tradition and in the surviving texts, there is a very strong and intriguing reference to what are called the seven antediluvian sages, the seven sages who came before the flood. And their leader is a figure called Oannes. We find that he is depicted as a man, but curiously, he's wearing a sort of fish garb or a fish costume. Archaeologists often refer to him as a fish-garbed figure. And the other seven sages are also dressed in this fish costume. So you see the legs of a human being, and the face and features a bearded human being, but then he's wearing on his head the head of a fish, and the body of a fish hangs down his back. It's a very curious idea, really. And he and all of them hold in their hands a curious little bag, which I tend to refer to as a man bag. I see them as a kind of badge of office, a recognizable symbol where perhaps members of a brotherhood would be able to recognize one another by their carrying of this symbol. It's curious that we see a figure holding the same bag that we see on the Sumerian reliefs and holding it in exactly the same way. And not only that, but those same bags turn up on top of Pillar 43 in Enclosure D at Göbekli Tepe, where we know that they're at least 11,600 years old. The tradition is clearly rooted before the flood. Then comes the flood. The cataclysm wipes everything out, but that brotherhood persists through the flood. And after the flood, they are again offering the gifts of civilization to mankind.
There is much evidence to back up the claim that the pyramids and surrounding ancient structures are vastly older than historians and Egyptologists would have us believe.
When we look at the Great Pyramid, the Second Pyramid, and Third Pyramid, there's no doubt in my mind that they were being reused, should we say, partially reconstructed, built upon during dynastic times. Just like the Sphinx itself was being repaired during dynastic times. But I'm also convinced that at least the core of those pyramids, particularly the Great Pyramid and the Second Pyramid, go back to a much earlier period. So for instance, the Great Pyramid is actually built on what I would call a sacred mound. And this is acknowledged even by the Egyptologists. Now they say it all goes back to the fourth dynasty, circa, 2500 BC. But my analysis is that at least the core, the original portions, for instance, the descending passage, the subterranean chamber, go back to a much earlier period. Then it was built over, and I think some of that building over it goes back to prior to dynastic times.
What you'll find inside those pyramids is acres and acres and acres of texts, deeply inscribed into the walls. They belong to the same vast body of literature to which belongs the famous ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. And the ultimate moment in your journey through the Duat is your entry into the Judgment Hall of Osiris, the Hall of Maat, and where you will be asked to account for everything that you've done with your life. So it seems to me very clear that that the Great Pyramid is part of an attempt to create a three-dimensional model of the afterlife realm.
Graham Hancock believes the Great Pyramid is far more than just an engineering marvel, and its purpose could be to help guide human consciousness along a prosperous path.
I have for a long while argued that the central concept of certainly the pyramids of Egypt, and I think the case is true all over the world, was to do with the transformation of human consciousness. Whatever else the Great Pyramid is, the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, whatever else it is for sure an instrument that works upon human consciousness.
Thank you for watching The Fifth Kind, brought to you in association with Gaia.com. To see more documentaries, interviews, and original shows, follow your curiosity and visit our all-new featured episodes portal at Gaia.com/portal/The Fifth Kind.